forgive? How do we even practice forgiveness when sometimes we've been deeply wounded or hurt? So I thought we'd spend a little time in discussion today talking about this theme of forgiveness. And I'm going to start with this question. What is forgiveness? This is an open discussion. You can discuss.
Because
Ryan said because not forgiving only hurts us. Right? When we're holding on to it, it hurts us, it does damage to us. It makes us angry and bitter and hard. We call it a hardened heart in our condition. It hurts us. Does somebody have to ask us for forgiveness in order for us to forgive them? No. What they do is their business. What we do is our business. It's really nice when somebody asks us forgiveness, because actually asking forgiveness allows for reconciliation, possibly, because we know that person has changed if they know they've done something wrong. But sometimes we still need barriers between us and people who will hurt us and do damage to us. But we still need to forgive. We still need to learn how to forgive. How? How do we forgive? This is a question some people ask me all the time. How do I forgive?
I don't think it's like 60. Sometimes it's hard, some things people feel are unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
Awful things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
As I'll say to people, you're not saying that what they did was okay.
Right.
You're still acknowledging that what they did was wrong.
Right.
But forgiving, because you know, they had their own circumstances as well.
Yeah.
It's a different way of using the word.
Right. So what Ann just said is when you determine to forgive somebody who has done reprehensible things, really bad things, it's not saying that what they did was okay. There's nothing okay about it. It's still reprehensible. But it's not about them. They have different circumstances that cause them to do that. If we don't forgive, we will get in bad circumstances as well. So you may not deal with them ever again, but it's about us. It's still always about us, that forgiveness. It's about what it does to us if we don't forgive. That's why I said. So Kim's saying, we need to learn to live in the moment, to recognize what's going on in our lives now, to look forward to the future, and acknowledging the past happened, but coming to this moment where we can deal with our own stuff and then move in a healthy way towards the future.
Yourself safe when someone someone is still actively trying to cause you pain.
Yeah. So Joy's question is, how do you keep yourself safe if somebody's actively still in your life trying to cause hurt in your life, cause you damage even? And to be quite honest, what I would say to that is you have to put a distance between you and them. And sometimes all relationships don't work. Even the ones closest to us, sometimes until there is some repair and some recognition of their own behavior, we cannot continue to be in that unhealthy of a relationship. Does that make sense? Forgiveness is a process. We invite God into it, into the process, to help us to unlock our hearts and the darkness there, and then to deal with it. Why is forgiveness so central to the Christian faith? Forgiveness is central to our faith. Yeah, second chances to accept each other, to give an opportunity. And then it says because Jesus forgave us, even up to the last moment, Jesus said, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Sometimes people don't know what they're doing, but we are required to forgive. It's part of our faith. We will have no relationships in this world. We will have no reconciliation. We will not have a healthy world until we learn how to forgive. It's big. It's central to Christianity. So, this is what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the month. Stay tuned.